Megillah Daf Chaf Hey Amir Aleph. Let's pick up on the bottom of Daf Chaf Dalet on Beis, where we left off last time, at the Mishnah on the very bottom, the last word of the page on Daf Chaf Dalet on Beis. Ha Omer, if somebody says Yevaruchucha Tovim, that good people should bless you, Harezu Derech Aminos. That's considered like apikorsis, because he's saying that that bad people should not bless Hashem. Al kan sipur yagir rachmecha. Someone who says that Hashem is merciful on a bird's nest, val tovi zacher shmechor, that we should remember Hashem for good things, modim modim, or someone says modim twice, mishaskenoso, we quiet that person down. Each of these things is considered to be a bad thing to say, and the Gemara is going to explain what's so bad about these things that we have to quiet the person down. Hamechana ba'arayos. If someone uses a euphemism to explain the iser of arayos, mishaskenoso, meaning if he says, oh, it doesn't really mean arayos, it means that you're not allowed to do X, Y, and Z, but it has nothing to do with actual arayos, so again, we quiet him down. It has everything to do with real arayos. Ha'omer imizarecha lo sitein avir l'molech. If someone says that you're not allowed to give your children to the molech, means that lo sitein la'abra ba'armiyusa, that you're not allowed to give over your zera to make an Arami woman pregnant, she's going to use that child for idol worship, mishasknoso benazifa, then we very, very strongly quiet the person down, because then he's saying something really terrible, apparently. So main point number one, four things that are considered derech minus, that are considered apikorsus. Number one, yevarchucha tovim, the good people should bless you. Number two, alkan sipor yagir rechmecha, you have mercy on a bird's nest. Number three, al tov yuzacher shemecha, we should remember Hashem for good. Sounds like not for bad, only for good things. And number four, modim modim, you repeat modim. Main point number two, when someone says, is mechana ba'arayos, which means if somebody understands arayos or explains the isurim of arayos as a mashal, but not as literal meaning, we quiet him down. If someone understands the Yisur of Molech, the Avodah Zarah of Molech, as a mashal, we quiet him down strongly. Mishaskin also bin Nezifa. Says Gemara, Bishlama modim modim. I get why if you say modim twice, that's problematic. Demechsi kishtei reshuyos, because it looks like you're accepting two different gods. Val tov yuzachar shimcha nami. And when you say that we should mention Hashem's name for good, I understand why that's problematic. Demash mal tov in val ralo. Makes it sound like we should only mention Hashem for good things, but not for bad things. Utanan. But we know the Mishnah tells us, chayev adam levarech alarak, shem shum levarech alatova. A person has to bless Hashem for the bad things the same way he blesses him for the good things. Ela al kan sipri yagir rachamecha my taima. But what's so bad about saying al kan sipri yagir rachamecha, that Hashem has rachmanos on a bird's nest? By the way, chayev adam levarech alarak, shem shum levarech alatova is an important concept. We have this in a few different places in Shas. Chayev adam levarech alarak, shem shum levarech alatova. One has to bless God for bad things the same way we bless God for good things. But again, the question over here is, what about al kan sipri yagir rachamecha? What's so bad about saying that Hashem has mercy on a bird's nest? So the Gemara answers, plegi batrei amarai b'marav. This was a machlokas between two amaraim in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yossi Barav and Rabbi Yossi Brazvida. Two Rabbi Yossis, one Rabbi Yossi Barav and the other Rabbi Yossi Brazvida. Chad amar, one of them says, the problem is m'nei shem meitil kina b'maisev reishis, that it causes jealousy amongst the different creatures of the world, that you're going to say, oh, God has mercy on birds, so the other creatures start to feel bad. Why doesn't God have mercy on us? And the other one says, no, the problem is that you turn Hashem's mitzvos into just nice things that we could understand, that are merciful, but that's not why we do mitzvos. The mitzvos, we don't understand the real logic for the mitzvos. They are gzeros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So main point number three, two opinions about what's so bad about saying al kan sipri yagir rachamecha, that Hashem has mercy on a bird's nest. Either jealousy amongst creations, or turns the mitzvos into rachamim. The Gemara tells a maysa, Hahud nachas kamei de Rabba. There was a man that went to daven in front of Rabba. Amar, and he said during his tefillah, Atachas al kan sipri atachos rachim aleinu. Hashem, you who have mercy on a bird's nest should have mercy on us. Amar Rabba, so Rabba said, Kama yada haimi rabbanu l'rtzuyi l'mari. Whoa, what a beautiful tefillah. This guy really knows how to make God happy, how to say the right things. He pushes all the right buttons. Amalei Abai, Sabai says, what are you talking about? From Mishatki no sotanan. The Mishnah says, you quiet such a person down who says that Hashem's having rachmanas on the birds. V'rabba l'chadudi l'abai hudaba. And Rabbi really knew that. He was just trying to sharpen Abaye by making comments that he knew were blatantly wrong and hoping Abaye would correct him. So Rabbi was just really playing games. He wanted to make sure Abaye was paying attention. There was a guy that was davening in front of Rabbi Chanina. Omar, and the guy said, Hakel, Agodol, Agibor, Vanora, Ha'adir, Vachazak, Va'amitz. Hashem is the God, the strong, the mighty, the awesome, the glorious, the blah, 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 all these great praises. Omar Lay, so he said to him, Rabbi Chanina said to him, Siam Tinu L'Shvachi D'Marach, are you done praising your master? Have you finished all the praises that God deserves? Hashta Hanitlasa, Ilavdikasvinu, Moshe Barais, Vasknes, Agdol, Vatakninu. The first three, Hakel, Agodol, Agibor, if Moshe Rabbeinu would not have said those words, and the Anshei Knesset Gedolah would not have instituted in part of Tefillah, Anan Lo Amrilu, we wouldn't be permitted to say them. Ve'at Amrit Kulei Hai, and you're going on and on about all these different things. Mashal Adam Shoyelo Elef Alfei Elefim Dinari Zav. Imagine Bill Gates, a guy who has billions of dollars. Vayu Mekalsino Sa Dinari Kesef, you're going to praise him and say, wow, you got the new iPod? That's amazing. The new iPod, are you kidding? He doesn't. First of all, Bill Gates won't have the iPod, but still, the point is that you wouldn't praise him with something so tiny, with something so much less than what he really is. So Logan Ayulo, wouldn't that be an insult to such a person? So to praise Hashem by saying things about Hashem, it's an insult to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so much more than that. So that's main point number four already. We should not be marbe b'shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should not say too many different praises of Hashem, because it's like praising someone who's got gold that he's got silver, that he's got something less. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina also taught, Hakol bidei shamayim chutz mi'ir shamayim. Huge concept. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz mi'ir shamayim. Everything is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God determines everything except for how religious we are, except for our own yiras shamayim. Shenem ravatay yisrael ma'asham elkech shomei machkim liyaraz. The pasuk says, God, what does God ask from you already? The only thing he asks from you is for your Shemayim. Everything else he takes care of. Your Shemayim is all he asks from us. But the Gemara says that's a little bit of a strange comment. All he asks. Michal, the Yir Milsas Azutrasihi. Is that to say that Yir Shemayim is a small thing? That's all God asks? Answers Gemara, Ein. Legabe Moshe Rabbeinu, Milsas Azutrasihi. Absolutely, it's a small thing. It's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, and for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a small thing. Mashal Adam Shemvakshne Menon Klei Gadol V'yeshlo. If you ask someone for something very expensive and very big, and he happens to have lots of them, so then it's not a big deal for him, and he's happy to give it up. Katan ve'inlo, but if you ask him for something very small and he doesn't have it, doma lav kakli gadol. All of a sudden, the request seems to be a very major request. If you got extras lying around, take an iPod for example, your bar mitzvah, you get 5 iPods from different people. So it's not a big deal for you to be kind enough to give one of those iPods to somebody else as a gift. You got 5 of them, you have an extra. But if something that you don't have at all, someone asks you for something and you don't have it at all, now all of a sudden it's a big deal, even if it's not that expensive. Even if it's not something that's so big. Main point number 5, Yira Shemayim is in our own control and is a small thing for someone like Moshe Rabbeinu. Further in the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Ha'omer Shema Shema Ka'omer Modem Modem Dami. If a person says Shema twice, the pasuk of Shema twice, it's as if he says Modem twice, and suddenly you got to be quiet the guy down. Meisvei asked the Gemara Korea, Shema V'Kofla, but didn't we learn in a Braisa that if someone says Shema and doubles it over, says it again, Hareze Maguna, it's a bad thing, it's gross. Maguna Hudavi Shtuki Lo Meshatkinin Lei, sounds like it's gross, but it's not something that you have to quiet him for. So why do we say that it's the same thing as saying Modem Modem? It sounds like it's something you do have to quiet him for. So again, the question is, how can you tell me that when you say Shema twice, the person needs to be quieted down, when you say, just like when you say Modem twice? Over here in the Braisa, we just learned that it's Maguna, it's disgusting, but not that you have to actually quiet the guy down. And so Gemara lo kasha, hadamra milsa milsa v'tanila, the Braisa was talking about where you say each word of Shema and repeat it before moving on to the next word. Hadamra psuka psuka v'tanila, whereas Rabbi Zera was talking about where you say the whole pasuk of Shema and then you repeat it. In that case, they got to silence you, they got to quiet you down. But if you just say Shema, Shema, Yisrael, Yisrael, Hashem, Hashem, right, like that, one word by one word at a time, then it's just gross, but you don't need to be quieted down. Amalei Rav Papa l'Rava, Rav Papa said to Rava, V'dilma me'ikara lo kiven daite v'ashe kiven daite. Maybe the reason he's repeating the pasuk is because he didn't have proper kavana the first time. How can we say that we got to quiet him down, that it's such a terrible thing that he's saying the pasuk again? Maybe he just didn't have proper kavana, so he's doing it again to make sure he has proper kavana. Amalei chavrusa klape shemaya. What, you treat God like he's your friend? If he didn't have kavana, I'll hit him with a hammer, beat him over the head with a hammer until he has kavana. I mean, what do you mean doesn't have kavana for Shema? Who on earth doesn't have kavana for Shema? You're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could you not have kavana for Shema? An unbelievable Gemara. Main point number six, there's a difference between saying word by word over again or the entire pasuk over again. And the Gemara comments that it's impossible that a person doesn't have kavana for Shema. Further, Amechana ba'arayos mishasinosko. So when Mishnah said that if a person thinks that the Yisurim of Arayos, or says that the Yisurim of Arayos in the Torah are just a mashal, oh, when it said you're not allowed to sleep with a married woman, it really meant that you're not allowed to, whatever, it comes up with something else. So Tana Rav Yosef, klon aviv uklon imo, the disgrace of his father and the disgrace of his mother. That's what a person is doing. That's what it means. Mechana ba'arayos, that he's talking disgracefully about his parents. Meaning, instead of just saying that these things are literal, he says that when the Torah says you're not allowed to sleep with your parents, he says that you're not allowed to disgrace your parents. But it doesn't really mean you're not allowed to sleep with your mom. No, the Torah means you're not allowed to sleep with your mom. It happens to be a separate Isra that you're not allowed to disgrace your parents also, but this Isra of Arayos is about Arayos. Ha'omer mizarach halotite mahavir, and the Mishnah also said that we really get angry when someone says that, understands the Isra of Molech, of giving your child to the Avodah Zorah called Molech in a as a mashal. So Tanu de Rabbi Shmuel, what would be such a mashal? How would one possibly understand it? V'Yisrael ha'bal akut esvoli men ben avodah zara hakas medaber. If someone says that the pasuk is speaking about a Jew who sleeps with a kuti woman and they have a child together who's going to be used for idolatry, that is not what the pasuk means. That's also a terrible thing, but it is not what the pasuk means. The pasuk literally means having a child and passing him through the fire for the sake of an avodah zara called molech. Now let's see next mishnah. We mentioned before that you have a meturgaman when they would do Kriyas HaTorah. The meturgaman would translate everything that's being read from the Torah, but there are certain parts we don't want to translate. So the story of Ruvain sleeping with his father's wife, is something that we don't translate. We don't want to mention how Ruvain slept with Bila. That's not something we'd like to translate. It happens to be, the Gemara tells us elsewhere, that literally it's not true. He didn't sleep with his father's wife. All he did was he switched around the beds. Maisa Tamar Nikru Matargim. But the story of Tamar and Yehuda, and how Yehuda slept with her after by finding her on the crossroads, etc., after she had been sent away from his house, that we are Matargim. We do translate. Maisa Egel Harishon Nikra Hamatargim. The story of the first Egel, that we, the first time the Torah tells us about the Egel in Shemos Periklamid Beis, that we also translate. Vasheni nikra v'lo mitargim. But the second time the Torah tells us about the Egel, in later on in Shemos Lamed Beis and Pesukim Chav Beis through Chav Dalid, we don't translate. Ein maftirim b'markava. We never do a haftorah where we read from the Maisa HaMarkava. We read about the Markava, about the throne of God and the chariots of God. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda says, absolutely we do. Of course we do. That's no problem. And that's how we paskin, by the way. We do. We do read Maisa HaMarkava as haftorah. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Ein maftirim b'hodas Yerushalayim. Rabbi Lazar says, we don't read as haftorah the pasuk of make it be known to Yerushalayim. That's from Yecheskel Perek Tezayin, that speaks negatively about Yerushalayim. So it talks about horrible sins committed in Yerushalayim and terrible things about Yerushalayim. We'd rather not read that as a Haftarah, so we do not read that as a Haftarah. So main point number 7, the Mishnah lists various parshios that we read with translations, parshios that we read without translations, and parshios that we don't read at all. Let's go a little bit further. It says Maratan Rabban, we have a braisa. Yesh nikrin umetargamin. There are parts of the Torah that are read and translated, v'yesh nikrin v'lo metargamin, and other parts that are read and not translated, v'yesh lo nikrin v'lo metargamin, and some parts that aren't read and aren't translated. Elu nikrin metargamin, the parts that are read and translated, balas akad nashva simin. Easy way to remember them is through that simin, balas akad nashva. So what are they? Maisa Bereshis nikro metargim. The story of Bereshis, we read and we translate. Says Mar Peshitta, of course we read and translate. Why would you have to tell me that you're allowed to read Maisa Bereshis? What's wrong with reading about the creation of the world? And says Gemara Mal Detema Asu L'Shiulei Mala 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 Mata, that if we translate Maisa Bereshis, people are going to start asking questions like what is above us and what is below us, meaning they're going to start asking about what's going on, the inner workings of Shemayim and Gehenim and all these things, and that's not a healthy conversation to have. Malafnim malachar, what was before and what's going to be after, what was before the world was here, what's going to be after the world is here. So you think you don't want to start that conversation because these are things that are beyond us. We don't know about these things. So kamash malan, that's why the Bryce has to tell us that Maisa Bereshis, we read and we translate, and you don't have to worry that people are going to ask unanswerable questions. We'll pick up next time with the other parshios that are read and translated, as well as those that are read and not translated, those that are not read at all, etc. Okay.